Wesołych świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Happy Polish holidays to every one of you. Wesołych świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too. Wesołych świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Happy Polish holidays to every one of you. Wesołych świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too.
Oh yeah, dzień dobry, polka friends, and welcome, welcome, welcome. A sincere V Tommy, and welcome to you all for a live edition of the Push and Polka Show, our Merry Christmas, Happy New Year live edition of the Push and Polka Show.
All wrapped up in one. We haven't been here for 2 weeks, so we have to celebrate Christmas and New Year's all in once. Now that could be a challenge.
For you, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm Polka Mel.
And I'm the chunky hunky beside her. Ho, ho, ho. With Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Wesołych Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Hopefully you all had a very, very wonderful Christmas holiday and a most joyous New Year's Eve last night, New Year's Day today. Hopefully
it's
you're
been
all...
a recovery day.
Well, for you, maybe. For you, maybe. I was stuck working all day yesterday and then working more last night. And now I'm working on this bottle of eggnog and vodka and... of the like. We have a Steeler game tonight, too.
Yes, we do. So
amidst,
we're pre-game.
Amidst all this madness. So, indeed, Happy New Year to all of you, to one and all. Polka Mel, Polka TJ here with you all the way up until the 6 o'clock hour. And then we have Polish Melodies this week from 6 to 8. Guest host by yours truly and Mel this evening. John and Lynn have the night off. So, we'll be here. You're stuck with us till 8 o'clock tonight and then the Steelers. And then you're stuck with them until they beat the Ravens.
Knock on wood.
Yes, I have a feeling we'll do that. So we're going to start things off here on this, doing our Christmas edition of the Push and Polka Show. As we start this off, we're going to do this, especially for all of our family and friends out there. That's what the Christmas season's all about. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
It's so nice to see you. We will remember these days when I'm away and can't hold you. Still in my heart, you. Now we should just take a moment to show each other we care. Someday you'll know how important it is to know that you're there. Family and friends are with us once again. Family and friends, help me go on. Family and friends are with us once again. So glad. Now put our differences aside and walk along the same road. With your love I'm feeling so high. Reach for the sky and we'll go. Family and friends are with us once again. Family and friends. We'll be together.
Pushin' Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web, WMBS590.com. Wishing all of you a very happy, healthy new year. And of course, since we haven't been on in a couple of weeks, Vesoe Shviod Bozhego Narodzenia. That's a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully you had a very Merry Christmas. Santa was good to you. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, the Chardon Polka Band from up there in Cleveland. We'll send that out to all our friends up in Cleveland having a hoopla this weekend.
With Pukayashu, or Pukayashu.
Pukayashu. Yeah. So hopefully they had a nice turnout, and everybody up there is having a good time with some great polka music by The Beat, Polka Country, and Polka Family.
Nice.
Up there, Cleveland. See, some good stuff comes out of Cleveland. Not everything.
We don't want to talk about the bowl game yesterday. Oy.
Which one?
Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I think I could have made that field goal. That schmuck missed it. How about it? That's all right.
Anywho, we've got time for one more before we have to take our first pause for the cause. For all you Perry Como lovers out there, here's Jerry Darlick in The Touch with one entitled Christmas Dream.
Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it.
we all forgotten what it's all about? The reason for the season so often gets left out. Why have the Christmas spirit? So please don't get me wrong. Why I love this season is answered in this song. Why do we sing those carols? Why do we have good cheer? Why should we feel so merry and sometimes shed a tear? Why all the celebrations? Why say there's peace on earth? The reason for the season is a very special birth. The first six letters of Christmas, they spell the name the season proclaims. The perfect gift is ours, I am a witness. Thanks to the first six letters of Christmas. It's more than trees and tinsel, holly and the lights. It's more than food and parties and presents for the tights. It's more than flying reindeer, Santa and the elves. More than baking cookies and singing jingle bells. The first six letters of Christmas, they spell the name the season proclaims. The perfect gift is ours, I am a witness. Thanks to the first six letters of Christmas. I'll raise my glass of eggnog, I'll sing in harmony. I'll play those Christmas favorites and I'll rock around the tree. Oh, I'll laugh with all the family and I'll eat and drink with glee. I know the truth of Christmas, it's no mystery. The first six letters of Christmas, they spell the name the season proclaims. The perfect gift is ours, I am a witness. Thanks to the first six letters of Christmas. The first six letters of Christmas. What part of love don't we understand? The only name that explains the reason. The name of names that forever shall ring. The name of names that forever shall ring.
You're listening to the Push and Polka Show, your local station 590 WMBS 101.1 FM and on that world wide web, www.wmbs590.com. From their Christmas Lights recording, that was the Charm City Sound with one entitled The First Six Letters of Christmas. And isn't that right? Listening to the words of that song, it's not about the presents, but, or the, you know, decorating and cooking when you get down to it, it's about the birth of Jesus.
Right. Or if you're not very good at spelling, like me, you're sitting there going, the first six letters of Christmas, charisma, charisma, what is charisma? Like, I think I got some charisma, right? C-K-R-I-S-M-A, charisma. Okay, I don't get it, but no.
Har, har, har.
Har, har, yes.
And you know what?
What?
That just goes to show, like Christmas Eve, you were upset, you didn't go to the Steeler game, and what happened?
Boy, let me tell you a story about that. So Mel makes me go to church on Christmas Eve. Now, mind you, the Steelers...
Well, you go to church regularly, but like...
Well, yes, but this was a special evening. I should have got... In fact, I did actually, I emailed the bishop, I haven't heard back yet, but I was supposed to have gotten special dispensation to miss that Mass because the Steelers played Christmas Eve. It was bad enough I had to give up my tickets for the game, but I watched the first half here with Mom, and then we go to church, and we walk into church, and I was very good. As much as I left my phone on, I had it on silent, but I left it on, and I was going to, you know, there's certain breaks during Mass where you could probably take a peek at the phone. I did not take said peek. I was good the whole entire Mass. The end of Mass, the priest, everybody walks out. I'm like, okay, now I'm good. The choir starts gone, and the Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And I look at my phone, and damn it, if the Steelers did not win 13-10, it was a Christmas miracle. Yes, so that is the kind of Christmas miracles that I believe in. That makes me a believer. Yes.
See, aren't you glad I made you go to that church, that Mass?
Well, not because I missed the comeback, but it's okay. Yes. So, anyways, yeah. So that was my Christmas.
My choir.
That was my Christmas miracle, and I have a feeling it was because I was good and didn't look, you know, like after you get communion, you don't have to wait for everybody else to go up. Like I come back, I eat my host, I say my prayers. I could have probably taken a peek at the score at that point, but that might have jinxed it.
Yeah.
So true. I'm glad I waited. The moral of the story, folks, if you're in church and you're waiting for a Steelers score and the priest doesn't announce it like mine didn't, I don't know what's up with that. I'll talk to him about that anyways. But yeah, so just wait until the end and then you might get a little Christmas miracle. And hopefully we get a Christmas miracle tonight down in stinky old Baltimore playing the Ravens. Lamar's not playing, so we got a chance.
We'll see.
Of course, he didn't play the last game in Pittsburgh. We didn't have a chance either. But anyways, I digest. So that was the first six letters of Christmas for those out there still counting on your fingers. It's C-H-R-I-S-T.
Christ.
I'm going to say that a lot tonight probably, actually. So we'll count that still in the Christmas blessing. Yes, exactly. Oh, Christ. Yes. Amen. All right, let's keep it going right now on the Pushin' Polka Show, special Christmas edition of the Pushin' Polka Show. Vesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia, Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku, Polka Mel, Polka T, here with you till 6 o'clock. And then we have a special, I don't know if it's special, but it's an edition.
You are special.
Well, but I'm very special, yeah. Not for reasons you might think. But Polish Melodies with John and Lynn, except it's Polish Melodies with TJ and Mel tonight from 6 to 8. So stick around, polka music all the way up until 8 o'clock as we get you ready for Steelers football. Let's keep it going right now with some more Christmas polkas. And this is the news, obviously, from Buffalo with a cover of one of your favorite bands, Gin and Tonics, whatever.
From their holidays recording, here's the news with one called That's Christmas to Me.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow, while Mom and Daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart.
Song in my heart.
I've got the candles glowing in the dark. Oh, I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I listen for the thud of reindeer walking on the roof as I fall asleep to lullabies. The morning's coming soon. Oh, the only gift I'll ever need is the joy of family. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. All the joy that fills our hearts and makes us sing. cause that's Christmas to me.
I've got this
Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark.
And then
for years to come we'll always know one thing. That's the love that Christmas can bring. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me.
From their Holidays recording, that was the News from Buffalo, New York, with a cover of Pentatonix, That's Christmas to Me, here on the Push and Polka Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web, WMBS590.com. You know what Christmas is to me?
What?
Aside from hanging out with all my friends and family that I love so
and
much.
And Jesus.
And Jesus, yeah. Yeah, he did me pretty well last week. I should have gone to church today. Sad to say I didn't. Now the Steelers are probably going to dump one to the Ravens tonight because I didn't go see Jesus this morning. But I was praying to him last night, I'll tell you that much. Then Ohio State missed that field goal. I'm like, Jay, what are you doing, man? Come on. Nah, so. But one of my favorite parts of Christmas is Christmas shopping.
I love Christmas shopping. I do all the shopping.
No. I do special Christmas shopping.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Listen, I have a one-stop shop for all my Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes, so.
What
is it?
Well, it's very simple, and it benefits all the people of Pennsylvania too, because it's from the state-run Pennsylvania. Has a state-run store, so to speak.
I'm catching on here. Okay.
That I do all of my Christmas shopping at. So we're going to send one out right now, especially for all the folks at the club. They know who they are. Apparently, they've got the show on there, too. I don't know why, but bless their hearts, they do. So I have a feeling they're like me, and they do their Christmas shopping at the liquor store.
Hey, Jerry, are you going to the Christmas party?
I don't know, man. Last year's was a real bummer.
Last year's Christmas party, there were no Christmas drinks. Everyone was saying,
this party really stinks.
For this year's Christmas party, we're making sure there's fun. We're gonna have a real good time, and this is how it's done.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhinovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
Yanek will bring a wumpkin. Stasho Kielbasa. We'll dance and sing all evening to Jerry's orchestra. Lots of fine panienki and lots of Polish food. But we need some spirits just to set the Christmas mood.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhinovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
Party won't be over until the light of day. Then there's Poprawiny, it's our Polish way. This year's Christmas party is sure to be a ball. I hope the room is big enough, cause we'll invite you all.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhinovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
On behalf of Jerry Darlock and the Touch, Jerry, Mike, Ken, Ray, Paul, Taj, and Tom, from Buffalo, New York,
Merry Christmas!
And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
traditional Polish kolędę for the Christmas season. That was
not
the,
quite
a little bit of happy bumping there with the trumpets.
If kolędę was that rocking, I wouldn't mind playing it every year.
That was a Górek Orchestra from Poland with one entitled Śród Nocy Ciszy. Maybe? I don't know.
Śród Nocy Ciszy. Yeah, all right. I'll work with that. But yeah, see, like all that other kolędę you play puts me to sleep. That's more like
church hymn kolędę.
Right. That's what they kept Jesus sleeping in a manger with.
No, Lulajcie.
Yeah. No, this stuff had Jesus up bumping. He had his fist in the air, raising the hammer.
Raising the roof.
Yeah, raising the roof. He's raising a manger roof on this stuff.
You're listening to the Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web, www.wmbs590.com.
Indeed. Polka T, Polka Mel here with you all the way up until the 6 o'clock hour on our special Christmas edition, live edition of the Push and Polka Show. Let's keep it going right now. It would not be a Christmas Push and Polka Show without going to one of my favorite Christmas parties of the year.
This one might too.
My friend Steve, he has a Christmas party every year. Well, he used to anyways, at his parents' house. They actually knew about it, believe it or not. His parents were there. You know, one of the few underage kids that you could go to a Christmas party where the parents were drunker than you were. And talking about you, Padre and Madre Romanchek, you know who you are. So indeed, here we are, Lenny Gamolka, Chicago Push. Let's take you now to Stefan's Christmas party. Oh, yeah.
My kiełbasa, smacznego, I love you, you make me nice big babka. Merry Christmas, sweetheart, I love you, baby. Oh yeah! Bądź panża, bądź moja, fajna czwartusze. One more go on there. I have so much fun. I giggle hold my belly. I love you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Say, Lucia, you come by my house tonight. You're having Christmas party. Oh, yeah.
Każdy jeden. My mother says you make Santa happy. Leave milk and cookies by the fireplace. But Dad said if you want to please old Santa, then here's how to put a smile upon his face. My dad said if you want to make old Santa happy and fill him full of good old Christmas cheer, he really wouldn't care. Instead, he'd rather have a bag of pretzels and a beer. So I hid and waited for Santa. I heard a noise come from the fireplace. He chuckled when he saw the things I left him. Then he tossed them in his great big pillowcase. Then I knew if you want to make old Santa happy and fill him full of good old Christmas cheer,
explain the meaning of Christmas and from where it came. I thought a little while, and then it came to me. The very first Christmas would change history. Many years ago, God made a perfect land, and in this land called Eden, he created man. The man walked with God until he chose to sin. And death came to this world and suffering would begin. But God had a plan to save us from our sin. He'd send his only son that we might live again. By woman he was born, by spirit was conceived, to die upon a cross for us and save those who believe. The King has come, the King has come, born in a manger in Bethlehem. Suffer and die upon a tree, and rose from the dead to save you and me. Jesus taught the crowds, 5,000 did he feed. He made the lame to walk and the blind to see.
The sinless Lamb of God, no other would suffice. The Savior of the world, the perfect sacrifice. Though we celebrate his birth, there's more to proclaim. He's risen from the grave, open heaven's gates again. Because he sent the Spirit, we live in victory, shining his light for all the world to see. So now you know the story of what Christmas is to be. The perfect plan of God to set the captives free. Now you might ask, what must I do to live my life for him? Jesus said that we must all be born again.
The King has come, the King has come. Born in a manger in Bethlehem. To suffer and die upon a tree. And rose from the dead to save you and me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for a special Christmas and New Year's edition of the Push and Polka Show.
All wrapped up in one.
Yes, indeed. Just wanted to say that we appreciate all of you tuning in each and every week to the Push and Polka Show, along with John and Lynn and Polish Melodies. You're the reason why we do what we love to do.
Indeed, and I'm sad to say this is going to be the last show of this year. No, I can't even say that because, it's only the first day of the new year. Never mind. See, that's my old gag line.
Yep.
Anyway, so we thank you for tuning in. Merry Christmas. We hope you all had a wonderful Christmas holiday, and we hope you have a happy, blessed, safe, healthy new year.
Prosperous
and,
as well.
And prosperous, and yes. That yeah.
Okay. Wesołych Świąt. Bożego Narodzenia.
Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku from all of us here at WMBS and the Push and Polka Show, from Polka Mel and Polka Mel and myself, Polka T. You get named twice.
Yes, thank you.
From both of us to all of you and your family and friends, we wish you a very, very special Merry Christmas last week and a very special Happy, Healthy New Year.
Today.
Joyous New Year. And yes.
Yes. So news break, and then special guest host Polka T and myself will be kicking off 2 hours of Polish melodies up until 8 o'clock. So stick around.
Taking you right to the Steeler game at 8 against the Ravens. So don't go away until we talk to you folks next week. Good night. Good luck. God bless you all. Dobranoc. Do widzenia from the Push and Polka Show. Love you all. Happy New Year.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot in days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, and days of old lang syne.